Happy holidays. Happy New Year, everyone. Today, we are taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations we've had surrounding the case against Rex Heuermann, the man accused of being the Long Island serial killer.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
Lots of new developments in the Long Island serial killer case and the allegations against Rex Heuermann. And as to be expected, they're not very good allegations. It's allegations of more involvement in murder, more involvement in inappropriate behavior, to many at least. Robin Dreek, a retired FBI special agent, joining me. I know you actually had an opportunity today to speak a little bit with John Ray, or at least be on Nancy Grace to discuss the latest developments in this. A couple weeks ago, there was the press conference where he laid out quite a bit of the allegations, but I guess there are some new ones that have just come to light as of right now. What did you learn?
Yeah, it was interesting. So there's a couple of new witnesses that came forward that have sworn signed affidavits from a time period in the late 90s of Heuermann, and including his wife being involved in swinging clubs.
Yeah.
And two of the victims that have been murdered were connected to Heuermann's house as well as the swingers club. And because what I took away from this is that if this is true, he's got this behavior arc of a stalker, of someone looking for victims. And typically when you're dealing with a serial killer, they will go for the sex trafficker area, people that are disenfranchised, easy victims from his standpoint and point of view. And this is what it looked like he was involved in doing. And the thing that really struck me this morning on the show was not only were two women spotted with Heuermann and in his house with Heuermann, or one was at a hotel with Heuermann that was spotted and identified by a taxi driver. But what struck me was that one of the girls that went to the house was a couple that was supposed to do swapping with Heuermann and his wife, and another girl they brought in, which was one of the victims. Mm-hmm. And it was a law enforcement detective from the NYPD. That's what's bothering me on this, is that we have multiple claims through a period of time of law enforcement issues.
Yeah.
And this is a half full, half empty bag in my mind, because when you erode the public trust in law enforcement on this case, it's fueling defense with everything that comes forward, because everything that's collected from all time can be suspect and can be put under cross examination. And if you have a culture of really bad behavior on the part from the top, because remember that the chief that got dismissed, or the commissioner, whatever, was not good for years and was tied up in his own sex ring of some sort. And now you have allegations that other law enforcement professionals and detectives, not even from Long Island, from New York City, were partisan. It questions that public trust. Is how deep was this, and how connected was Heuermann to law enforcement to protect him potentially?
That's something I'm really wondering about. And those affidavits are extremely interesting to look at with these allegations, especially to me involving his wife. I'm curious to know what she did know. It doesn't mean that she knew that he was murdering people, but I think it's safe to say it'd be very unlikely that she was unaware that he was involved in these sort of sex parties and such. But when we go back to the connection here with the law enforcement officer who was involved with those parties, when we talk about the former police chief, James Burke, and all of the allegations against him, the charges that have been against him, obviously another individual very much frequenting the same sort of circles that Rex Heuermann was involved in, it gets really disturbing. It feels to me like Rex Heuermann might be the tip of an iceberg to something much bigger and much darker. And there's been so much of this in these cases lately where it feels like a conspiracy theory. But throw this into the mix, Suffolk County Police Commissioner Rodney Harrison resigning this last week. He's the one who brought Rex Heuermann to justice and arrested him, where James Burke didn't, because, well, I don't think he wanted any eyes on the circle that he was with. I'm wondering about Rodney Harrison, and not in any sort of way that he's a bad man or is involved in anything shady, but did he get too close to something? Did he find something out where maybe, this is just my speculation, for his own safety, the safety of his family, his well-being, is that why he walked away this last week? Because he seemed to have no indication that he was going to be leaving for any reason in recent interviews leading up to that resignation, and there really wasn't much of a reason for resigning. People, of course, can have their personal reasons, but I found it a little suspect.
Yeah, it's a really bad optic for the case.
Yeah.
That's what it just comes down to. You know, anytime you have such a high-profile case in the court of public opinion and every action is under scrutiny, it has an impact. And it makes you question law enforcement again, just because the missteps have been highlighted so well and justly. And when it comes to the wife, what struck me about the allegation with the wife knowing about the sex swapping and, you know, potentially being involved of, there's a few things I want to highlight there. Yeah. I did the research to see how often wives are involved in serial killers and helping the grooming and spotting. It's actually a very low percentage. I think it's around 20%, under 20%. So if we're looking at law of averages and arcs, it's pretty uncommon that happens, which bodes well for her, for Asa. The thing that got it off of Asa for me again and back to law enforcement was how law enforcement treated her and the house and the children. So what I'm seeing is from an arc of behavior from law enforcement from the very beginning, from the commissioner, was it the commissioner?
Yeah.
From the commissioner all the way up to them searching the house, they've done things really wrong a lot of steps along the way. There's been some highlights. They arrested him, you know, and if he's guilty, good on them. But there's something off with how they treated her in that house that, I mean, I've done this a lot of years, and that was just really wrong. And you would think something of such high profile, you'd have some leadership from the top that sets a standard for how we treat people, how we deal with the public, how we deal with victims, how we deal with innocent bystanders. And so they were so convinced, and, you know, in all their statements, and still are, that of Asa's innocence and not awareness of it, then why did you treat her and her kids and the premises so horrendously? Now, granted, I know you got to tear the place apart, because when people like Heuermann, if he's guilty, and even if he's not guilty, I mean, he's got an alternative lifestyle going here. And,
yeah,
and when you are living things that you're trying to hide, you can be very creative with how you hide things. And so you have to tear places apart. But there's a way to handle that differently. There's a communication that you should be doing with not just her, but the public at large, to kind of show your humanity about the innocent that and the victims that are involved, whether it's the victims of the families of the murdered, as well as the victims, the collateral damage of Heuermann's life. Mm-hmm. I didn't see that handled very well. And so again, it's part of an arc from the top of leadership to me of these institutions that is off. Mm-hmm. And it makes us suspect something's a little wrong going on there. Could be nothing, could be something that we don't know about until the prosecution comes out with what they know. I don't like it though. There's something I don't like.
How about not questioning her? I mean, that to me was another insanely bizarre move.
Why are they so convinced? They're so convinced that, now granted, the stats are on their side on it.
Sure, sure.
But they know something that we don't know.
Yeah.
But these new allegations make you say, huh, she was involved-ish in his grooming of his victims, if indeed that's what it, I mean the optic is of that. And she was at least aware of the girls that got murdered. I mean, couldn't she at some point put two and two together maybe? That, wow, I saw these people at my house and wow, they wound up killed. I mean,
as we look at the optics of some of this and the factual involvement that we do know of some of the law enforcement officials in that scene, I'm starting to wonder not so much about any sort of guilt with her. Maybe there's something there. But more so, are we not paying much attention to Asa because Asa may know more about maybe some of the people involved in law enforcement here that don't want to have their reality put out there?
She knows who comes in and out of that house.
Yeah.
that's what struck me. So if the witnesses that came forward are accurate, I won't say truthful because again, memories from that long ago can be inaccurate. And so that's going to be the challenge for the prosecution is using their testimony if they can, because of it's a long memory from long ago. Luckily, Huerman is very distinctive. The women that were murdered were distinctive. They had a few distinctive markings as well. So it's possible, but it's a stretch, but I think it'll definitely supplement the DNA evidence they have, but it's going to, there's things about the law enforcement angle here that I just don't, I'm not comfortable with that. Just, and Asa is really the spoke of the hub. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's the hub with surrounded all these spokes that could know a lot more, but for some reason we're being told that she's not being questioned about it.
Yeah.
That's odd.
It just doing due diligence is all I think that would be. But what's your take? We learned that just the other day, it was her first time she went and visited Rex Huerman in prison. They've been in contact over the telephone. We've known that. But this was the first time visiting Rex Huerman. To me, when I'm thinking about this case, if this is your ex-husband, these allegations are against him, you can handle any sort of communications you need to through an attorney. I don't know that you need to go be chatting about anything for that matter. Unless, I don't know, I mean, I'm speculating here, but I also found that a little bit odd that after all this time she went in there and met with him. Is it just because they were married for so long? And, you know, there's got to be, you know, trauma there and a connection that obviously is horribly broken. Is it just an act of her needing to have a closure and go in and see him physically? Or is there something else going on?
It can be. This is the huge conjecture part.
Yeah,
it was highlighted on one of the shows I was on. We don't know a thing about their relationship. Mm-hmm. It's a huge unknown about how intimate it was, how unintimate it was. I mean, from our first impression of how she filed her divorce immediately, and they said she wasn't involved, and how they had no contact, it looked to be kind of platonic in some sense. Yeah. But then when you look at the history that has just been claimed that they're part of a, you know, a swingers club thing, and kind of it was given to insinuated that she was a bit reluctant, but still involved in some way, or at least definitely knowledgeable of what her husband's actions were. It just makes you really wonder, because we have no idea what that connection is. I mean, when I heard that she went in, the first thing that popped in my mind was purely probably two prongs there, probably logistics of finances, as well as potentially closure. But closure only is needed if you have a close enough relationship that requires closure. Mm-hmm. And we don't know that. So my side, you know, my gut on that one is saying it might have been more of a, hey, I need to speak to you in person about how you're going to pay my bills for defending me, especially since she's got, you know, representation for your stupidity.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.